In the news today, Hong Kong police have warned protesters they have until Thursday to clear the territory's remaining protest sites. The move may signal an end to more than 2 months of pro-democracy demonstrations. Police spokesman Chung Tak Kung ordered demonstrators to start removing barriers at the protest sites and leave peacefully so the roads can be reopened. He also said police will not tolerate any violence and will take action against radicals and troublemakers. Mr. Chung's order was published Tuesday in local media, which reported that thousands of police will work Thursday with city officials to clear the tent city. The Ukrainian army and pro-Russian rebel forces promised to suspend fighting Tuesday as part of a day of silence. The ceasefire appeared to be mostly quiet, although some clashes were reported. Peace talks between the two sides also had been planned, but Ukrainian officials said negotiations will probably not begin until Friday, at the request of the rebels. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said Tuesday he was requesting more airstrikes and weapons from the U.S.-led coalition to fight Islamic State militants. The Prime Minister met with U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. He made an unannounced visit to Baghdad this week. Mr. Abadi and Mr. Hagel met at the Prime Minister's offices in Baghdad. The Prime Minister told the Defense Secretary, "We are very thankful for the support that's been given to us." Mr. Hagel said Monday that Iraqi forces have gained a new momentum in their effort to reclaim territory that the Islamic State group seized in northern and western Iraq earlier this year. Now, words in the news. Radical, noun, a person who favors extreme changes in government. Ceasefire, noun, an agreement to stop fighting a war for a period of time so that a permanent agreement can be made to end the war. Momentum, noun, the strength or force that allows something to continue or to grow stronger or faster as time passes. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.